Okay, we are up to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph, the last Perek here in the Sefer, a tragic Perek, an ending of the Malchus of Shaul HaMelech. We know in Shmuel is looked at as one big Sefer, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, but this is really the end of an era before we get into all David. We mentioned that this Sefer, the first part, is really split up into three parts. The first part is Eli and Shmuel, the second part is Shmuel and Shaul, and the third part is Shaul and David. So Shaul takes leave of history right here in our Perek. This Perek is about finally the war that had been started 2 prakim ago, the Plishtim fighting Am Yisrael, and Shaul HaMelech and his sons going out to the Am. They are all killed. Shaul's body is disgraced by the Plishtim. They cut off his head. They take his head back to Dagon, as we'll see. They hang his body up until the people of Yavish Gilad get it down, and finally bury it. But that is the parak that we are going to do. And the actual death of Shaul is much food for thought in terms of the poskim and exactly what exactly happened. We'll have to have this discussion twice, both here and in the next time we discuss the beginning of Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph there. So let's see Perek Lamed Aleph. Uplishtim nilchamim b'Yisrael. The Plishtim are fighting with Am Yisrael, v'yanusu anshei Yisrael b'nei Plishtim. They are leaving. Remember, David HaMelech and his armies and his people are not here. They went back to Tziklag and they were able to save their wives and children from the Amalekim who had come, and Hashgacha had it that David HaMelech was not on the battlefield when this all took place. And we'll get back to that mountain in the next beginning of the next Sefer, Be'ezrat Hashem. Har Gilboa is where it occurred, Shaul and his sons. First it says the Plishtim killed his sons, Yehonah's son, Avinadav, Esmalkishua, they were all killed. Ishboshes, the other son of Shaul, was not on the battlefield at this time. Either the Radak says he never left, Lo Hayayotzi b'Melchama, he didn't go out. Others say maybe he was there and he ran away and he got away. Vatikvat HaMelchama El Shaul, the battle got intense. Vayimsa'uhu HaMorim Anashim Akashas, and the arrow bearers were closing in, and Shaul felt the pressure. Vayomer Shaul Nosei Kelav, Shaul says to his Nosei Kelav, to the ones who helped him, Shalov Charbecha V'Takreini Ba, take out your sword and kill me. He asked him to kill him. Very unusual request. Pen yavou ha'arelim wa'ela utakaruni, lest these arelim come, these plishtim come, and spear me v'his alalubi, and they take me and they make sport and they make fun of my body, and they parade it around in a way that is not dignified for the Mashiach Hashem. V'lo avanose kelev ki arei ma'od. The nose kelev wouldn't do it. The Mefarshim discussed, what kind of request is this? You know, to ask somebody, right, it's one of the big three, right? What exactly does this mean? We'll have to get back to that a little bit. V'yikav Shaul asacherev, v'yipol alev, so Shaul did it himself. Shaul falls onto his sword. If you just have this parak, it would seem pretty clear that David Shaul HaMelech killed himself. Vayar Nosei Kelav Kimei Shaul. The Nosei Kelav sees that Shaul died, so he himself also. Vayipol Gamhu Al Charba Vayamas Imo. He served him in life. He wanted to serve him in death, and that is what occurred in this parak. We will have to see the beginning of the next parak of the next Sefer. In Shmuel Beis, it seems like that there was a Nara Maleki that has a different story. He says that I killed Shaul. Was he just making that up or not? We'll have to see in the Radak. So let's just finish this section. Vayama Shaul Ushloshes Banav and Ose Kalov, Gam Kalanashov, everybody, all of them died that day, and Am Yisrael was on the run, that they saw their king, and they saw his sons died, and they all run away. Okay, a lot to talk about on these psukim. First of all, did he actually kill himself or not? So, the pashas of the pasuk is that he did. The radak here has 2 dayas. The question is, do you read Perek Lamed Aleph in Sefer Shmuel Aleph in light of Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph, or the opposite? Do you read Perek Aleph in Shmuel Beis in light of this Perek Lamed Aleph? So, those are the 2 dayas in the radak. The Radak first says, Kimei Shaul Karov Lamisa. He didn't actually kill himself. He made himself into a goseis. Almost did the job. Kamo B'tseis Nafsha Kimeisa. Like it says by Rachel. Kilo Mesa Dai Nashehemiso Amaleki. Because the Amaleki, who speaks in the next parak, he wasn't lying. So, it must be that he almost killed himself and he finished the job. The Efshar, or the opposite, says the Radak. Maybe he did kill himself. But the Amaleki wanted to win points with David. He thought David would be very happy about hearing this news. So what does he do? But Efshar ki kazav ha-Amaleki, the Amaleki lied, ki lo himisuhu ela matzu meis achar shenafal acharbo. He sees that he killed himself. V'limso chein b'nei David lefi machshavaso amar kein v'lo chatas. That's part one. So two days. Which story is the correct version? But then we have the next discussion. If, by the way, just an interesting trivia point of Derech Agav, if he did kill himself, if it's true that he committed suicide, then this represents one of the four suicides in Tanakh. There are no suicides in the Torah, but there are no four suicides in Tanakh, and it was once pointed out that the four suicides parallel to the Dalad Mises Bezdin of Skila, Srefa, Herig, and Chenek. Shimshon was the first suicide, right? He, the end of Sefer Shoftim, and that is connected to Skila. We have here Shaul, right, which is connected to Herig, connected to Saif. Then we will have, Ez Hashem, Achitofel, which is Chenek, he hanged himself. And Zimri, we'll get to, the king that lit his palace on fire while he was in it, that is Srefa. So the four suicides of Tanakh, paralleling to the Skila, Srefa, Herig, Chenek. But the Shaila is then, if he actually committed suicide, which it sounds like it, so how exactly was he allowed to do that? That's one of the averis. You're not allowed to commit suicide. Right? There's a Rashi in Parshas Noach. The Pasuk says in Perek Tes Pasuk Hey, Va'achas dimchem l'nafsho seichem edrosh, miyad kol chaya edrushenu, miyad ha'adam, miyad ishachiv, edrosh edeves ha'adam. Rashi says there, Noach, Va'achas dimchem. Even though I allowed you to kill an animal, as dimchem edrosh mehashofech dam atzmo, but you can't kill each other. And lenafsho seichem af hachonek atzmo, av al bishalo yatzim enu dam. You can't do that to yourself. It's an iser daraisa. And the Rambam, if somebody kills themselves, what do you mean? You can't put him to death. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. It's still an Issur D'oraisa. The Rambam paskins this way. HaMa'abed Atzmo L'das, Ein Mes'askinimo, L'chol Darvei, Vein Mes'ablanov, Vein Mes'pidin Oso. So how did Shaul do this? And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, in Shin Mem Hei. HaMa'abed Atzmo L'das, Ein Mes'askinimo, L'chol Darvei, Vein Mes'ablanov, you don't sit Shiva, Vein Mes'pidin Oso, V'lo Karin, V'lo Choltzin, V'chulu. So we don't give him the normal practices, the normal kavod. So how did Shaul do this? So, as we will see some of the answers, just halacha l'maisa, once we have the Shulchan Aruch open, we do note that in many, many of the cases of Rachman al-Islam ma'abed asmol adas, the Pischei Tshuva, quotes the Chassam Sofers, and Nodebi Yehudis, and others, that in almost every case, we could give them the normal rights that an Orthodox Jew gets, because this is, we can assume that he was sick, we assume that he wasn't mentally stable, we assume it wasn't a true case of ma'abed asmol adas. Even if there is much circumstantial evidence, and they leave notes, and and everything points in that direction, still, there are many cases in the poskim that talk about not treating them as a ma'abed asmol adas. And is there kavod achayim that comes into it also? If you have a family that doesn't get to sit shiva, that's also something that the poskim take into account. But this is the halacha. So as we're talking, Shaul HaMelech, he knew what was going to happen, and he was in the situation. So how did he do it? So let's mention at least four or five of the suggestions that the Mefarshim give. The Radak already has two of them. The Radak says, how did he do it? V'lochata Shaul Bahargo Atzmo. Shaul did not sin by doing this, even though it says, Achas dimchem l'nafsho sechem edrosh. Why not? Why didn't he sin? Afal pikin l'chata. Lefi, number one. Shahaya yodea Shaul ki sofo haya lamus b'melchama. Shaul knew that he was supposed to die today. He was told this, that he was supposed to die today. Ki kein amar lo Shmuel. Shmuel told him. And therefore, it wasn't a chid. He knew he was going to die today. So doing this would not be a violation. So that is suggestion number one. Maybe related to this is another suggestion, and maybe this is what the Radak really means, because so what if he knows he's going to die today, but if he has 2 hours to live, he's still not allowed to kill himself. So there is a very creative suggestion quoted here in the Kamotzi Shal Rav from the Zibula Basraisa, where he quotes, remember, a couple of prakim ago, when Shaul brought Shmuel up from the dead, and Shmuel says, Machar ata ubanecha imi. Tomorrow, you and your kids are with me. Which meant that he knew that meant he was going to die in battle the next day. But maybe he took that as a tzivui. he says that tomorrow I have to make sure that I'm going to be dead. Meaning if I stay out of the battlefield, that's not allowed. But he took it, Shehu Atzmo Yishtadel, Sheyehe Imo Mesbe Mechitzatso, Umitzvas Elov Tishmor. It was like a tzivui from a Gadol Ador, from one of the Bali Masora, even though he wasn't alive anymore. Hu Bechal Mitzvas HaTorah. And it applies always. If a Navi says something, so you have to try to fulfill it. And by this time, it was already late in the day, Shaul saw he still wasn't killed, and he have Elov Tishmoron, V'im Kain, Asa Shaul Mitzvah Gedola Bekach, Shekim is Mitzvas Navi, Uviprat. And if we think about the Mita Keneged Mita element, why is he being killed? Because he didn't kill Agag with the sword. So Dafka, he here takes his own life. Kishol Arag is Agag, Miyad Kitzivu Yanavi. The Navi told him to kill Agag and he didn't. So now the Navi is basically telling him that he has to die today. So maybe that is somewhat of a tikkun for his actions earlier. Unbelievable pshat of the Kamotzi Shalarav quoting the Zibula Basraisa. So that is the number one idea of the Radak. He knew he was going to die today. Number two, the other pshatim are a little more popular. Number two says the Radak, Tov Va'od ki ra'a, ki mitza'u ha'morim ha'anashim ha'keshes, v'al yachol imali bi'adam. He knew that he was going to be caught. Tov ha'yesh ya'ariku atzmo, v'lo yis'alu bo ha'arelim. He didn't want his body to be paraded around, and he knew that this is not something that, especially for the Mashiach Hashem, that could be a separate answer, shiny Mashiach Hashem, but we'll throw it in here, that to have the King of Israel tortured in front of all of Klal Yisrael, and the Chil Hashem that would be caused, he thought that would be terrible. And therefore, that's why he was able to kill himself in this case. The Yavshal Shlomo, The Marshal in Baba Kama discusses this topic in Paraches Os Nun Tes, and he expands on this idea. It's not just that it would be embarrassing, but he says that if a person thinks that it could lead to the death of many, many Jews, so maybe that's why. If he's tortured over and over and over again, other Jews won't be able to handle watching his torture, and they'll put a lot of themselves in danger to try to save him. The Yovdu Chas V'Shalom Kama Nefashos Mi Yisrael Kamoshi Ish Miksas Moshlim Al Dvar Sheker She Ma'ane Yehudi Echad Al Aklal V'Echad Yovad V'Avodaseinu Arabim Harbe Mutal Arag Atzmo V'Ulai. And here he says it, Shaul Olav HaShalom Kiven Al Zeh She'Nafal Al Charbo, because he knew that if he would be paraded around and tortured in front of all the Jewish people, they wouldn't be able to handle it, and they would come and try to save him, and they would all die because they weren't supposed to win this war. The Yiplu Kama Rebavos Mi Yisrael, V'ukvar Yada Shenigzor Lav Gzeira, Shelo Yimalein Mehem, V'alzeh Amar Krap Hen Yavo Ha'arelev V'Dekarani, V'Lev Pikuach Nefesh Acherim, Mutul Achbo Ba'atzmo. Then V'gam Efshar Mishem Kvod Melech HaMashuach Hashem, Shein Roi Sheyamos B'Yad Arelem, V'yasubo Mitzas Inu Yibizoyon, Chil Hashem, etc. So that's the Marshal likes that opinion, that if it's going to cause others to be in danger or to cause tremendous Chil Hashem, so that is another reason. So again, number one, he knew he was going to die that day. Hey, and maybe he would be, it was even a mitzvah to listen to at that time. Number two, because he was worried that the Oivim would be misalel and ruin him and the Chil Hashem, maybe because it would cause danger to other Jews' lives, or maybe it would be terrible Chil Hashem because he was the king. A third idea mentioned by the Rishonim. This is mentioned by the Ritva and Baalei HaTosfos in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah in the sugyas of Chanida Betradion and the executioner. Remember, he's getting burned, and his talmidim say, "Open your mouth." He says, "I'm not opening my mouth. I'm not going to die any faster than I have to." Says Tosfos there in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Om Rabbeinu Tam, Dehecha sheyureim penya avirim over de kochavim laavera. If somebody thinks that he's going to be tortured and have to violate Averos, and maybe he won't be able to stand up to the Averos, so then also he has the allowance, or even mitzvah l'chabo ba'atzmo. He quotes that the tragic story of Maseches Gittin by the children, that they all jumped into the river, into the Yam, rather than being involved in an Avera. And the Ritva there, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, quotes the Gilyone Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Te'echa Shemis Yari, Shelo Yachrichuhu La'avar Aldas. If he's nervous, that they're going to force him to do Avodah Zarah, do whatever other Avera, Mutter Lachbo Ba'atzmo. V'achis B'Medrash, and then he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash on the pasuk in Parshas Noach, an unbelievable medrash, where it tells us that what Shaul did was not a problem. We just don't know why. The medrash says, what does the pasuk say that we learn our suicide from? Ach. Ach is dimchem l'nafsho seichem edrosh. Ach is always an exclusionary word. Mikan ashar l'adam shalo yachbo ba'atzmo. Right, this is a raya that a person cannot wound himself. Yochol afilu kishol melech Yisrael. You might think, even like Shol melech Yisrael, pirish, shachaval ba'atzmo b'neishu misyari shem yaviru al adas, tamal lomar ach mi'et. So you see the word ach is excluding. Tebeki agav nashari, umikan lomdin. And from here, says the Ritva, we learn lishchot hana'arim b'gzeros b'bnei avaras adas. Throughout generations, sometimes people gave their own lives and their children's lives instead of converting the hey adkan, or instead of being led to cases where there's going to be torture. So he says, Vaim dvarim shetzrichan talmud v'yin gadol. Says the Ritva, this is a very serious issue. Ela shekfar ho rezakein. Rabbeinu Tam said it. Again, a terrible situation, but the suggestion is that if somebody thinks that they're going to be tortured and they're going to be made to do things, certain averos, so then, and they don't know if they're going to be able to stand up to it, so they have that allowance as well. The Avshal Shlomo himself quotes this idea and doesn't like it. He says, who says he's not going to be able to stand up to it? Who says? Afilu nitfas bidei goyim umisyari shelo ya'anu oso ashiavod avod azara mikol makom lo yames az atzmo v'yismo kol ha'inuyim lefikocho v'abal atayim esayin oso v'ulay yachol lekabalu inuyim. And even though we said b'chananim shel v'azarya, that wasn't real avod azara, and Rabbi Akiva did it, and Rechidim Shradion did it, right, that is not a suggestion, but that is a suggestion of a number of the Rishonim. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yaakov has an idea relating to this also in Parshas Emor, in Perachov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis. He talks about that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is in the passive. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Why does it say v'nikdashti? Because it's not an active. It is a passive. It is a Nifal says, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuven Al Kiddush Hashem. What is Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuven? So Rabbi Yaakov thinks that includes Ketanim, even Ketanim, right? It says in Tehillim, Yivarech Has Beis Yisrael Aktanim Im Hagdolim. Because it doesn't say Takdishu Hashemi, which would mean a Chovas Gavra, a Mitzvah Daraisa, which is only regarding the Gdolim. But no! Aval mikima chikzivinik dashti shakadish baruchu kaviyachol hu anifal im kain gamay de ktanim efter sheyi asa ha'inyan hazeh. Right, even through the ktanim v'nira, and then he says shalzeh samchu avoseinu bimei binayim. That's why during the Middle Ages shemasru nafsham v'nashos bnei beisam al kiddush Hashem. Right, and to prevent hamaris hadas, because kiddush Hashem is not a mitzvah on the gavra, but it's the result. And the Gdolim can involve the Ketanim in terms of this. But that's another suggestion given for Shaul HaMelech, how he did this. So we have three general ideas with a couple of different modifications along the way. Okay, let's get back to the parak. Vayimi Machara. So what happens the next day after the death of Shaul and his sons? Vayavo plishtim lefashet es achalalim. The plishtim come and they find the corpses. Vayimzu es Shlal, they find Shaul and his sons on Har Gilboa. Vayachrzu es Rosho, they cut off Shaul's head. Vayavshitu es Kalev, they take off his Kalev. Vayishalchu ber es plishtim, a gruesome act. They take him back to the plishtim to put into the house of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say here, but it says in Divrei Hayamim, that they took his head and they put it in Beis Dagon. Why in Beis Dagon? So the Malbim says, remember, Beis Dagon is where the Aron was sent to the house of the Plishtim, and they woke up and Dagon's head was chopped off. So it's no wonder the Plishtim take Shaul's head and put it in Beis Dagon, as if to say that this is the Nakama. And again, it's gruesome, but we think Shaul HaMelech, Shaul, he wiped out a whole city. He massacred a whole city of Kohanim. This is his punishment. This is Midah Keneged Midah. He didn't wipe out who he was supposed to wipe out, Agag, and he did wipe out who he wasn't supposed to wipe out, a whole city of Kohanim, because he had a Ruach Ra on him to try to find David HaMelech. So it says that he took his head there. Vayasimu es Kalev beis ashtarot ves gviaso taku b'chomas beishan. His body and his head were in different places. His body was in Beishan and his head was in Dagon, back by the plishtim. What happens? He was hung up. His body was nailed up to the wall, And there were some Jews that couldn't stand for this. Vayishmu elav Yoshve Yavesh Gilad. The people of Yavesh Gilad make another appearance. Where did we have them? So if you remember, Perek Yud Aleph, way back, the people of Yavesh Gilad were the ones that were threatened by Nachash HaAmoni, who said, you got to knock out your eye. And they went to Shaul when Shaul was just moving up. And Shaul saved them. And they said, give us a week. They went to Shaul and Shaul helped conquer. So here, the people of Yavesh Gilad couldn't stand it. That Shaul's body was up there. So during the night, they went and they got it back. Vayakumu kol Yishchayil, vayachu kol Halayla. They took down the son, the body of Shaul and his sons, and vayavo Yavesha. And what did they do? Vayisrafu osam sham. They burned them there. What is this talking about? What do you mean they burned them? So Rashi quotes, no, it doesn't mean they burned the bodies. Rashi quotes the Targum, and it's based on the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. When the king dies, you burn all of the king's properties and assets as covet for the king so that nobody else uses them. That's what the Unkelis, the Targum, but Klo Aleihon, in front of them. And that's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam understands that Mishnah, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Malachim, that you burn everything for the covet of the king. But it sounds like, you read the Psukim, it sounds like they burned the bodies. Sounds like they burn the actual body. Suggest the Radak, suggest the Malbim, that maybe at this point the bodies were, it was a couple of days already, the bodies were covered with worms and they were putrid, so they didn't want to bury them like that. So they burned the body to get off all of the putridness. Kilohaya dera kavod. Right, so therefore, after that, they took the bones and then they buried the bones. That is what the next pasuk says. Vayikru at atzmoseyem. Sounds like they burned the bodies. Vayikru tachas eisha b'yavesha, and they buried Shaul there. We'll see later on that he will be reinterred. Vayatzumu shivas yamim, and that's how the sefer ends. They fast for 7 days. The Radak says, kineged the 7 days that Shaul saved them way back when, the people of Yavesh Gilad didn't forget what Shaul had done. And therefore, they went out of the way to get his body back and to make sure he had covered Achron, at least after his body was mutilated, but at least he was Zoche, at least his body at this point was Zoche to be buried. Again, the Medrash says that we have to look at this not just as a gruesome act, but this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida, right? The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, in Perachavav, Vayikach, Shaul asacher, right, it quotes this pasuk in our parak. Vayikach Shaul asacher vayipol alecha. Amar Yeshua desechlim shem Rabbi Levi. Melamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Dor dor v'shoftav. Dor dor malachav. Hashem showed Moshe all the generations. And he showed him Shaul. Amar lefadav Moshe asks him, Melech Rishon sheyamar al banecha yidaker becherev. This is what happens to the first king. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'liyata omer emor la kohanim. Shaharag sheheim makatrigim oso. Look what he did to Novir HaKohanim. And therefore, it is Mida Keneged Mida, how the Sefer ends off. And we will see, the story is not over. The story is not over yet. It continues, beginning of Shmuel Beis. Beginning of Shmuel Beis starts off, Ayi Acharei Mos Shaul. After David Shaul dies, we're going to continue, and it's going to be built onto the next Sefer. Again, in terms of the number of the books of Tanakh, the 24 books of Tanakh, Sefer Shmuel is counted as one big Sefer. And we have to realize that this is a continuation as we will be coming to it. Okay, but first, next year, B'Hashem will be a chazara on the second half of the Sefer. We already had a chazara on the first half. B'Hashem, next year, will be a chazara on the second half. Okay, we'll stop here.